Allegiance, remain standing for prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless the body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Could we have roll call?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chatton?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
Ms. Morris?
She has a work conflict this evening.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Mary Oakley?
He is out of town. Ready for the adoption of the agenda?
Make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Rose, second by Councilmember Sebring to accept the agenda.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Okay, the motion,
yes.
Motion carries 6-0. Ready for approval of the minutes?
Make
Mr.
a motion
President.
To.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I make the motion that with one correction on new business D, it says ordinance 10-2015, where it should be ordinance 20-2015. So with that one correction, I make the motion to accept the minutes.
Now, where are you're under old business under D or
new business?
New
D.
Business under D. It should be ordinance 20. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Anybody see that? So that is the motion with that correction. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion made by Councilman Sebring, seconded by Councilmember Rose for approval of the minutes.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries 6-0. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances.
Just want to recognize the passing of Steve Tace. He was a county councilman, but he was also a teacher at Clark Middle School. He was a teacher for many years. He was actually a teacher of mine. He was also a teacher while I was the administrator of Clark Middle School. And since his passing, I've heard a lot of great stories about him, so he will be missed.
Absolutely.
Certainly agree with those comments. I served with Steve on the Vincennes University Alumni Association, and he's very dedicated in that capacity, as well as all the volunteer capacities that he performed in the communities. Someone that certainly took his position on county council very seriously and will be missed by many, many people. So we extend our sympathy to his family, friends, and constituents. Yes, sir.
I was wondering if I couldn't mention it as well. Professor Randy Walters passed. He was a law enforcement professor at Vincennes University. I had the pleasure of being in some of his courses throughout my college career as well. And I know that there are law enforcement officers all over the United States that at one point or another sat in a chair in his classroom. And he's a very pro-law enforcement guy. He was active in the Law Enforcement Association, and it was sad to hear of his passing.
Thank you, and I certainly agree with that. Working at Vincennes University, I knew Randy Walters for many years, and like you say, he touched many, many lives and the service of public servants throughout our state and beyond, so he certainly will be missed as well. Anything else under petitions, memorials, and remonstrances? Seeing nothing, any committee reports? Any report of city officers? All right, well, moving along then, we're ready for under old business ordinance 18-2015, additional appropriation from Edit Fund for $250,000. First reading did pass on May 26th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 18-2015.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Sebring. for ordinance 18-2015.
Ordinance 18-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $250,000 to KCDC for expansion of the industrial park.
Discussion?
I just want to kind of echo what I said 2 weeks ago. I think this is bad timing for our city because of the need for sidewalks and curbs and other things like that to make our city look better. I guess I also, I don't think this is a 50-50 deal. And I hope before we get any more into any more of these conversations and deals that we all get to have a little bit more say-so in it. I'm going to vote yes on this tonight because I do believe in the KCDC. I believe in their leadership, but I hope that they will work with this to, and take a look at this.
Other discussion?
Now, I mean, if this is one of the things we want to look at, I think budget and finance time come October, this is something we can look at as a group, as a budget and finance committee, then bring it to the council or do as a council as a whole. So when we do look at, if we want to look at this relationship and any other, I think that'd be a good time to do that and address those then.
Okay, are we ready for the vote?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading adopted by a vote of 6-0. Ready for a third reading.
Make a motion to have final reading on ordinance 18-2015.
Second.
Motion made by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Sebring for third reading of ordinance 18-2015.
Ordinance 18-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, $250,000 from edit.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third reading of ordinance 18-2015 adopted by a vote of 6-0. Ready for ordinance 19-2015, additional appropriation from edit fund for $64,000. First reading was adopted on May 26th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 19-2015.
Second.
Okay, a motion made by Councilmember Sebring, seconded by Councilmember Rose on ordinance 19-2015.
Ordinance 19-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $39,000 edit, $25,000 edit, light elimination program, round 1 and round 2.
Let the record show that a public hearing was held at 5:45 and no one spoke for or against this ordinance. Ready for discussion.
Hearing none, I call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, vote for this ordinance on second reading was 6-0. Ready for third reading of ordinance 19-2015.
Make a motion to have third and final reading, ordinance 19-2015.
Second.
Okay, a motion made by Councilmember Sebring, seconded by Councilmember Clark for a third reading of ordinance 19-2015.
Ordinance 19-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, a total of $64,000 from edit.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third reading of ordinance 19-2015 adopted by a vote of 6-0. Ready for ordinance 20-2015, additional appropriation from edit fund for $9,878.85. First reading was adopted on May 26th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 20-2015.
Second.
A motion made by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Sebring for ordinance 20-2015.
Ordinance 20-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $716.25 from edit, and
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading adopted by a vote of 6-0. Ready for third reading.
Make a motion to have final reading on 20-2015.
Second.
Motion made by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Clark for third reading of ordinance 20-2015.
Ordinance 20-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, total of $9,878.85.
And let the record show that we did have a public hearing on this ordinance at 5:45. No one spoke for or against.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Okay. Third reading was adopted on ordinance 20-2015 by a vote of 6-0. Under new business, we have with us Linda Frederick, director, and Tim Thompson, the board chairperson for the Vincennes Housing Authority, for some good news we anticipate.
Maybe.
It usually is when you come, so I just assume.
Councilman, as Councilman Chatton said, I am Tim Thompson. I'm the chair of the Vincennes Housing Authority Board, and I guess I'm the spokesperson this evening, and have the pleasure to serve with Linda at the Housing Authority. We at the Housing Authority properties enjoy many services of the city of Vincennes, and are proud of our relationship with the city. We would like to thank the mayor, the council, and most of all the city employees for all the work you do. Since 1976, the Vincennes Housing Authority has given a total of $928,748 in lieu of property taxes. We feel it is our duty, pleasure, and all around the right thing to do to help fund these services when possible. This year we are pleased to announce we have increased from last year's amount by $7,000. Today we show our appreciation and present this payment in lieu of taxes for $40,000. And thank you.
Great. Well, thank you. Certainly appreciate that.
Thank you.
And, in addition, I think the board chair deserves congratulations for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim.
That's the kind of good news we like to have. So come and see us often. Ready for ordinance 21-2015, vacation and closing of portion of 14th Street.
Motion to have first reading on ordinance 21-2015.
Second.
Motion made by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Sebring for first reading of ordinance 21-2015.
Ordinance 21-2015, containing sections 1 through 7. Ordinance result of petition to partially close a platted but unused street, 14th Street, in front of the Club League batting cage. Mr. Bushy had to be out of town or he would yell you with
I understand that they have the contiguous property around it. And
there was a landing street involved with the city. Gave them the land with the batting.
Okay. Discussion?
This goes back to the tax rule.
Oh, excellent. More good news.
Is this the road that I would say, best way I could say, if you were going to Cub League past Sunset Center, this would be, go right into Cub League and
right,
the fields are on your right? Okay.
Okay. Further
just
discussion?
Need some clarification.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading was adopted by a vote of 6-0 for ordinance 21-2015. Ready for ordinance 22-2015, additional appropriation from an edit fund for $10,314.20 and the rainy day fund for $30,238.
Make a motion to have first reading on 22-2015.
Second.
A motion made by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Clark for first reading of ordinance 22-2015.
Ordinance 22-2015 containing sections 1 and 2 from edit and from rainy day fund.
Discussion?
Okay. What are these for, Chair? Thank you.
They're outlined in the packet, if I can find the page. Go ahead.
If I may, the edit fund one is second NIBLAC, I believe. I don't have the copy of the ordinance with me, but for second NIBLAC work, and as you can tell by the frequency of the invoices, that's starting to ramp up. We're getting more into that project. The $30,000 from the rainy day fund, that is paying for the levee work, the groundhog work that the water utilities did. And the reason that's out of rainy day fund, I don't know, prior to, I think, Mary Yocum's administration, there was a hydrology study commissioned by Good Samaritan Hospital, Vincent's University, and KCDC all helped pay for that. There was a refund back from the Corps of Engineers in the amount of $55,000 back in November, and that money was placed into the rainy day fund as a result of that refund. So that was, and I think it was maybe resolution 9-2014. I did not make that note, but where you guys agreed to put that into rainy day fund for the use of levee repairs. So that's why it's coming out of rainy day.
Okay, very good. Further discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 22-2015, adopted by a vote of 6-0. Ready for claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $539,111.08.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Rose, seconded by Councilmember Sebring, to pay the claims.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, ready for miscellaneous? Encourage everyone to participate in the 10th Annual Red Skelton Festival this Friday through Saturday. Well, I guess it actually goes through Sunday if you count the circus at Adams Coliseum. So lots of activities once again in downtown Vincennes. Anything else? And seeing none, we stand adjourned.